You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. My apologies in advance, though, because we're going to give you a little more tariff whiplash. It wasn't even 2 weeks ago that President Trump threatened new tariffs, which are, it should be said here again, taxes on $300 billion worth of Chinese goods starting September 1st. Ones you would notice, like cell phones, laptops, video games. But today, the president walked back that threat, and some of those tariffs now won't kick in until mid-December. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore tells us what that's about.
Cell phones, cameras, video games, Christmas tree lights, all among the imports from China that won't be taxed until mid-December. December. What happens in December?
Holiday shopping season.
Oh, right. Richard Weiner is an international trade lawyer with Sidley Austin. He says it is no coincidence that these particular gifty kinds of goods are not going to get taxed until well after retailers have had a chance to stock up for holiday shoppers.
Santa and his elves vote in purple states, and they don't want to lose those votes, so they've backed away from this threat.
The president has often said that China pays these tariffs, but today the president himself told reporters he postponed them in case they had an impact on holiday shopping.
Their claims that China pays these tariffs simply is not true.
There's another possible reason the president delayed some of these import taxes.
I think they were delayed because the president started seeing the markets tank.
Nicole Bivens-Collinson is a trade lawyer with Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg. The S&P 500 fell 3% in the days after Trump's announcement at the beginning of August. But while he delayed tariffs on some things, they are going full steam ahead on lots of others, including everything from vanadium chloride to a lot of women's apparel.
We make wedding gowns. We make quinceañera dresses, prom dresses.
Stephen Lang owns Mon Cheri Bridal, and he's president of the American Bridal and Prom Industry Association.
What he's just done is he's raised my duty bill by 40%, which is enormous. I mean, I paid $5 million in duties last year.
He says that is bound to put some people out of business. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.